Hello, and a big welcome to everyone who has survived the holidays. Thank you so much for staggering, crawling, or skipping your way back into the lounge today. I'm Ginge, menopausal matron of honor here at High Desert Musings, and we are at our post-Christmas episode entitled Waist Watchers. Yeah, you know, Weight Watchers is only for quitters. And that's not what's going on in the festive season, at least not here at my house. All we're doing is watching what's set out on the food tables, watching how large our waists are growing, or watching how big your significant other's waist is growing. So ladies and gents from the lounge, today's episode will be gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, calorie-free, and guilt-free. So sit back and enjoy. We need to rest up for New Year's celebrations, right? The snacky grazing is just around the corner once again. You might notice that I have a bit of a cold, so I may be talking very fast, trying to get through this podcast without coughing really badly into the microphone. But let's get going. For the last episode, because I'm just not quite here tonight, I thought I would just babble my way through the podcast. I don't have a tremendous amount of notes, but if you just can't stand the suspense, check the show notes. I'll have figured out what I've said by then, okay? So let's get comfy and let the mayhem begin. Well, first, how was your holiday? Hopefully, you guys found an abundance of love and laughter during your time with your family. You know, gifts are always great, but friends and family are what really make our lives rich, at least to me. And my hubby had some beautiful gifts printed up for three of the models that we have come over to the house. And one of the gifts that he made, or had made, was a book of one of the models' best photographs that he had taken. It was a bound book, beautiful full-color photographs. And when he showed me what he had made for her, I said, you know, she's going to cry when she sees that. And he was like, yeah, right. I said, I'm telling you, she's going to cry when she sees that. Sure enough, she comes over and he gives her the gift and asks if she would open it. You know, there it was before the Christmas. And she was speechless. I don't think I have ever seen someone truly speechless when a gift is handed to them. But she opened it. She stared at it. And then she burst out crying. It was so touching to see that. And after she left, he said, I really didn't think she'd cry like that. I said, please, if I saw myself in print, I would be crying all over the place just like she did. She's such a sweet gal. And I have to tell you something. When she showed up, she looked so different. I mean, I maybe saw her a month and a half ago. She had lost so much weight. She's kind of a more full-figured lady, beautiful, but a larger size gal. And she was really thin. I mean, she had gorgeous curves. And I said, what have you been doing? And she said, oh, I've been doing PX90. Well, my brain didn't kick in. I'm like, is that a diet pill or something? And she said, no, it's that exercise plan off TV. Sure enough, it finally occurred to me. You know that guy who has that 90-day exercise DVD set that he sells? That's what she'd been doing. She'd only been doing it for, I think, 30 days and had lost something like 20 pounds or something. But her brother, I think he's up to, I think she said 60 days or 90 days. He's much farther along. But because of his success, she decided to buy her own DVD set and try it. This guy's lost 65 pounds. That's right, 3 months. 65 pounds in 3 months. She said it's amazing. And I can tell you, from looking at this lady, it's obviously working. If you're dedicated to this program, it works. It wouldn't work for me because I have CFS and I'd probably pass out after the first 10 minutes. But if you're looking for an exercise program and you have the tenacity to stick with whatever this guy has you do every day, I have seen it in the flesh. That product really looks like it works. So she's actually going to go into pinup modeling because of her new shape, and she's going to continue for the 90 days. Like I said, I think she's only done 30, but wow, what a change. I was so happy for her. Okay, on to Christmas gifts for my family. Well, I thought I would splurge on my honey this Christmas, and we are going to get to some of the things in crafty news. You can fast forward if this is kind of too much blather for you, but it is kind of funny. He is so difficult to buy gifts for, and it's not because I don't know what he needs or he wants, but I don't have the money to get him all of the nifty nerdy toys or photography equipment that he really wants. Here's an example. There's some new camera out. He really wants it. Guess how much money it is? $18,000. Yeah, that's half my yearly wage at the state now that there's been budget cuts. There's no way that I could get this man new photography equipment. So, like a good wife in the fall, I start looking all over the place. You know, what am I going to get him for Christmas? I have no freaking clue. I am not a good gift buyer. So I start listening to podcasts, geeky podcasts, nerdy podcasts, and I'm hearing over and over again that the hottest thing coming out at the end of the year, towards Christmas, is this online game called Star Wars: The Old Republic, which was a joint venture between LucasArts and BioWare, a gaming company. Well, what these games are called, and all this is pretty new to me, so you can laugh if you know this already. It's known as a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or an MMO for short. And basically, he logs in with the software. He can be a good guy or a bad guy, right? Jedi or Sith. And he fights against the computer. He can fight against another player. He can role play, you know, he can do all this stuff. And it just seemed to me the absolute best thing that I could get for him. Well, there's two versions of the game that were going to come out, right? There was the regular version, I think it was $49.99, and then there was the collector's edition that had all this extra stuff in it, right? The nifty geeky stuff. And it was $149.99. You know, that I could afford, but it also, along with the software, you have to pay for monthly memberships. Just that you have the software, you can't play. You have to pay a monthly fee. So what's the monthly fee? I heard from the sales guy at one of the stores I went to, it would be around $15 unless you purchased a longer membership, and then it would get down to $12.99 or something. Okay, $12.99, $15. What can I give up every month that might equate to $15? Well, I decided to give up all of my trips to Starbucks and coffee shops. I don't go there a lot, but because of my migraines, I'll go if I need caffeine or I'm too tired in the morning to brew my own coffee, which I do almost every morning. So that's what I'm going to give up. I've dedicated myself for my husband's gift. I'm going to give up paying for coffee outside the house. Okay, so I got the monthly fee covered. Now I just have to get this collector's edition. Well, that was not quite so easy because it was sold out. They had only made so many CE versions. Amazon was sold out, Best Buy sold out, all of the GameStops in town are sold out. I can't get this thing anywhere. And now I'm starting to get worried. I have finally found the perfect gift, the collector's edition, but now I can't get it, and I just don't want to settle on the regular one. So one weekend, oh, and by the way, even though they hadn't been released yet to the public, the collector's edition were being sold on eBay for $350, right? Lock in the price now, and when it comes out, this third party would sell it to you for $350. Well, forget that. So one Friday night, he goes out doing his role-playing games with his buddies, you know, the D&D stuff. And I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking all over the internet trying to find somebody with this game. And I have one last ditch attempt. He has this favorite photography company that he purchases from on the East Coast called Newegg, N-E-W-E-G-G.com. And I look on their website. Sure enough, they have, well, their website says they have them in stock. Great. I get myself an account. I log in and I go to purchase this one. Right in the middle of the purchase, my Internet Explorer crashes. I'm like, great, you know, there's probably 100 geeks trying to get this one game with me. So I log back in quickly, I get up, and I order it again. I get this confirmation in my email, I go back and check the account. Holy cow, I have two, I have two of these in my account, right, for prepay. I don't need two, I only need one. So I canceled one. I canceled the second one because it was at the top of the thing. Like, great, everything's well. I get the confirmation that my account, that sale had been canceled. I go back to my account at Newegg. I check it. Great, I canceled the second one, which was the correct one. The first one had an error. It didn't give me the free shipping. Because when you buy it prepay, they had this free shipping offer. Well, I don't want to pay the $33 shipping. Fine, I go back out to the sales website. I buy it again. Now I have had a total of three, right? I have the new one and I have the old wrong one. So I cancel the old wrong one. I get a confirmation that I have the new one. I go out and I check it. It's there. I'm happy. All is well. Well, a few days go by and I guess I get greedy and I say, wait, if I order a second one, I could sell it on eBay for $350, which would pay for the first one, and I'd have a little extra money to pay for his monthly fee. Fine. I go back out to the website. I order another one. Now I have two. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting. You know, here's November or whatever, December. We get down to December 19th. And I'm thinking, Ginge, don't be stupid. You can't afford to pay for two. What if you get the second one and nobody buys it and now you're stuck with two copies of this thing? So I go back out to the website. I cancel one of the orders. I get a confirmation. The thing is canceled. Fantastic. I go to sleep, wake up the next day, and there's an announcement. BioWare, the software manufacturer, is releasing it 3 days early. Instead of it coming out on the 23rd, which was the day I was expecting it, the Friday before Christmas, it's now coming out on the 20th. And I get this confirmation that it's been shipped. Fantastic! It's almost in my hand. I can put it under the tree. I'm so excited. And I get this confirmation text message, because you can set it up with carriers now, UPS and I believe also FedEx, that when your package is delivered, you get this little text message to your phone. I get this text message. It's been delivered. Okay, so we go home. After work, there's the box. The box is torn open. The box is crushed. The box is torn. The shipping box. I am devastated. I take it in the house. I go to the back room where he can't see me. I get the camera and I start taking pictures of the crushed box. Then I open the top. I take a photo inside the box, and inside is the product, the software box, the collector's edition. It has a single piece of tissue packing paper wrapped around it like a tree garland, completely useless. The shipping box is so much bigger than the collector's edition box, and with only one piece of packing paper in there, it has bounced around and the corners are crushed on the collector's edition. I can't believe this. This is catastrophic. It is, I think, at this point, the 22nd, and I don't have a gift, a broken one, but it's not going to be good enough for me. So I take my photos, I create a web page really quickly, I upload it to the internet, I call UPS, and I ream them for the debacle of the shipping. They put in a claim, whatever, and I send an email to Newegg referencing the URL, the webpage I just put up, and told them to go look at it. This is a complete wreck. This is incompetent packing. It's incompetent shipping, blah, blah. Well, this little saga the next day goes on and on, and they agree that, yes, I'm submitting a claim. Yes, they'll look into it. Yes, they've seen the URL. It looks terrible. But they cannot replace this product in time for Christmas. My only alternative is to place another order for a collector's edition if they have one in stock and overnight it. So I order another collector's edition and I overnight it, and they tell me, we'll repay the overnight if we determine that your claim is valid. Okay, so I ordered again. They ship it again. It shows up. I get my little text message from UPS again. I didn't want them to ship UPS, but they did. And so we go and we pick up the package on the porch. It's in pristine condition. The box is a better quality. The tape is all intact, the security tape, everything. And when you shake the box, nothing shakes. So it has solid packing. I take it to the back room. I start taking my photos. I take a photo of the intact box. I cut the top. I take a photo down into the package of the intact packaging. And I add all that to this webpage for UPS and for Newegg.com. So that is the end of that part of the story. I got the package. I'm so thrilled that it arrived all pristine. And on Christmas morning, you would think it would be a happy day for me. Well, he opens his package. He's thrilled. First of all, he's thrilled. He can't believe that I bought him the Star Wars The Old Republic, which I think we're calling Sweet Tour now on Twitter or something. He opens the collector's edition box. It's cracked inside. Not the product, but this plastic packaging thing. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have gone through, what, 5 or 6 copies of this frickin' thing, and it is still not perfect. He's okay with it. It's nothing that he's going to be upset about. Everything that was really important in the collector's edition was intact, so he's good with it. All right, so you think that's the end of the story. It's not. So he goes to create his subscription on the sweettour.com website. Can't get through. His IE keeps timing out. In order to play the game, you have to have an authorized subscription. He can't get through. That's Sunday. And then it's Monday. And he still can't get in Monday. Now he's getting frustrated. He's getting upset. I'm taking it as my fault that my Christmas gift has failed monumentally. So I get onto the BioWare website, and I am sending them horrific hate mail. Basically telling them, right, do your math correctly. You sold something like 1.5 million subscriptions or licenses for this game, and you don't have enough servers to handle the load of that many people hitting their website to play this game. So his gift is useless. I have paid $149.99 at this point twice, plus overnight shipping, and he cannot get in to play this game. So other than writing the letters, I have been tweeting all over the universe, you know, how much Sweetor and BioWare suck and everything else. I have called customer service, and I have demanded an ETA on when the subscription service is going to have a pulse again, and he could log in to get his authorization. Well, they tell me, we don't know that information. Only the tech department knows that information. So I say, fine, please put me through to tech support. They put me through to a French voicemail message. Now, I don't speak French. I never gave her the impression that I spoke French. And yet here I am listening to a woman babbling away at me, and I have no idea what she is saying. But lucky for me, when she gets done talking, the phone disconnects. So I get back onto my BioWare website and I send them additional hate mail, rage mail, whatever you call it, telling them how incompetent they are that my husband cannot get into his game. All right, so now it's Tuesday. The servers are completely overloaded and BioWare has decided to close down the servers for maintenance. So not only can those who have their license and subscription not play, but people who don't have a subscription can't attempt to get one. I forget how long the servers were down for, 6 hours, 7 hours. The poor people in Europe were completely freaking out. It was Boxing Day. They all were on vacation and nobody could access the servers. I mean, for BioWare, it was just a monumental screw up. They should have never picked that day to take their servers down. Okay. So I send more messages, email messages, I'm still tweeting all over the place, and finally, it's time for me to give up on that direction. The servers come back up, and I decide I'm going to try to get my own subscription. I'm not going to play the game, I haven't bought the game, but I can still get access to the website if they will provide me with a subscription authorization. So I start trying to log in and get my own subscription. By about 6, 7 p.m. That evening, Tuesday evening, I was able to get a subscription. My poor hubby in the other room is still vainly trying to get his Internet Explorer to stop timing out, hitting the BioWare server. So I say, sweetie, why don't you go in and try my computer? I can get in. I can log out, I can log in, out, in, out. I can do it all. And he can't do it. So in he comes, sure enough, works like a charm. He gets his subscription. He gets authorized. He sets up his account. He goes back into the kitchen. And my saga of the Christmas gift finally ended last night at about 8 o'clock. I have never had as much trouble with a Christmas gift as I did this year, 2011. Can you believe it? I don't know if I will ever buy software again as a Christmas gift. So what did my sweetheart buy for me for Christmas? He bought me a new printer, he bought me a memory card for my phone, and he bought me a pair of really nice embroidery scissors. I think they're little tiny Ginger scissors. If you sew, you'll know Ginger is a really awesome brand of scissors. And I think there was, he bought me a Blu-ray Underworld trilogy box set that came after the Christmas sales. And I think I made out like a bandit. I am totally in love with all the gifts that he gave me. And if you enjoy the Kate Beckinsale Underworld series 2, the fourth movie, Underworld Awakening, it'll be out on January 20th, Friday the 20th. And I'll put up a link for the trailer if you want to watch it. And if you are in love with a geek or want to find a geek, there's a really funny show that was on last week. I think it was called Geek Love. It was on the Learning Channel. It's a sci-fi reality show that's speed dating for geeks. It was so funny. In fact, I had to cover my eyes sometimes because some of the people, they were so awkward. Oh my gosh, I felt so bad. I was nervous for them. They just had some serious social issue problems interacting with human beings. So funny. If you have a DVR, you might be able to still record it, a rerun or something. I think it was just a two-show special, but anyway, funny. Let's go to crafty news. I know you're tired of hearing about that Christmas gift, but oh my gosh, what a saga. I need a bard to write me a song about that. That was terrible. Okay, crafty news. Well, my Christmas crafting really sucked. I never touched the bandana cowl. And as far as those little ducky butt hats go, I only finished one, and I have to finish two by January. Tonight is Wednesday the 28th. My chances of finishing by January are pretty slim at this point, but hope springs eternal, and hopefully I'll get it done. Some of the things I found that you might enjoy is the new edition of the online magazine Twist Collective. In their winter 2011 edition, I found this most gorgeous cowl. It's called, I believe, the Theano Cowl by Marnie McLean. The name is T-H-E-A-N-O, Theano Cowl. And I'll put up a link to it. It is so beautiful. And they've knitted it in this purple lavender color. It's kind of got a lacy look to it. It is so gorgeous. Another pattern I am in lust for. Can I get it done? I have no idea this year. I can see myself in that doing medieval reenactment with so many of my clothes for work. That would suit my job so well. But anyway, check it out. The Theano cowl. So beautiful. Remember those tallits that I kind of volunteered for? They're finally being cut and will be delivered to me this week. So over the New Year's holiday, I'm thinking I will be surging a lot of those for the prison ministry that the rabbi is doing. So I will hopefully be getting those done soon. And then Alan Dart, he is a pattern designer that I've mentioned before. He does a lot of really creative toy knitting patterns. Well, Simply Knitting, issue 88 has a wizard pattern on it. And I could say it looks like Gandalf or maybe Dumbledore from Harry Potter. He looks really cute. Issue 88. I can't find it in the States yet. And it's already come and gone, I think, over in England. And we're up to issue 89 now. I think that was released today. But again, here in the States, those issues don't get here for a month or two. And you have to be quick. And issue 89 has a pair of swans that Alan has designed white beautiful swans with crowns on them. I have to get it. I can't help myself. I don't care what my resolution is about magazines. I have to get that wizard pattern and I have to get those swan patterns. So they will be helping me break my resolution to no longer buy hard copy magazines. So those are good. If you enjoy Alan Dart, look for those, issue 88 and issue 89. And then today I received some bad news or sad news from Amy from the Mother Bear Project. She's not going to be at Stitches West. I corresponded with her today. I had to buy some more Mother Bear patterns. Both my mom and I have misplaced ours, and January 1st is right around the corner, so I bought the patterns from Amy, and she said she's off to the Vogue convention this year. She won't be at Stitches West, so I'm sad. But she was a sweetheart. She sent me lots more photos of my Florence Nightingale bear with that sweet little girl from Namibia. I still can't say that. And it was so beautiful to see them together. So thanks, Amy. Those were really special photos. As far as costuming goes, I have been able to finish the fleece liner for that Mongolian coat that I am making. Will it be done by January? I doubt it, because I'm thinking putting the faux fur trim all around it is going to be difficult for me. It's not something I'm going to be able to whip out in a weekend, but I'm going to try. So the fleece liner is done, and I was thinking the other night when I was laying in bed and couldn't sleep because of my throat that it might be of interest to you if I do a vodcast once I get these costumes done. I'll be hopefully making a lot in the new year, and then you can see them. I'm not the best describer in the world, so perhaps a visual vodcast would go over better for those times when I have costumes that are finished, and especially if I go to Star Wars Celebration in Orlando. Those should be hopefully some very ornate costumes that I can whip up for that. So vodcasts may be in the future for High Desert Musings. We'll see if I can do a test one, and if I'm pleased with it, I will put them out. All right, another thing I found, like I said, I haven't completed a heck of a lot, but I've been doing a lot of surfing on the internet. I did buy a beautiful little pattern off of Etsy from a company called DIY Fluffies. And this pattern, let me just bring it up so I can describe it while I'm looking at it. It's called the Yoki the Fat Dragon sewing pattern. It's not a knitting pattern. It is the most adorable dragon. You make him yourself, and he's 10 inches when he's done. I'll put up a link. The woman is from the Netherlands, Mariska Vos Bolman from Amsterdam. Beautiful pattern. She has more than just dragons. She has, I think, 50 items in her store. All of them just the cutest little sewing patterns. And it was funny because just after I had purchased the dragon pattern, and she sends you the PDF via email after your PayPal payment is received, my parents showed up. It was my father's 80th birthday, and they came up to spend some time with us. And she had for me a Falkmanis hand puppet called an Earth Dragon. Now, I had never heard of the company Falkmanis, but dang, if they don't have a ton of beautiful hand puppets, I'm shocked. Well, she had this Earth Dragon puppet that is normally $59.99 at a retail store, but she found it brand new at the thrift store for $3.50. My father calls her Goodwill Lil, and that's for a reason. I swear, that woman could jump into a hay bale and pull out diamonds. I don't know how she finds the finds that she finds. I'm totally shocked. Well, this gigantic Earth Dragon, I think he's like 19 inches tall. He's got a 2-foot wingspan. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's sitting here in my craft room taking up quite a bit of space. You know, real estate comes at a premium in your craft room, and that little sucker takes up quite a bit, but he's adorable. I actually love him quite a lot, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with him. Might be something with kids at some of the medieval events, but anyway, I will put up a link to Falkmanis if you're also into puppets, because They've got some seriously beautiful puppets. Dogs, I'm seeing cats, bears, armadillos, alligators. They have stage puppets, finger puppets, hand puppets, character puppets. I mean, it's, yeah, they're pricey, but they look really good. Okay, Foodie Follies. I haven't done too much. Obviously, it's the Christmas holiday, so there was a lot of eating going on. I did try one recipe that came across my Pinterest surfing, and they were called Drunky Bears. I will put up a link, but I have to say they didn't work for me. I was really excited about trying out this recipe. You basically buy, oh my gosh, what are they called? Those little candy bears, they're chewy. The kids love them. Huh. I did say I was the menopausal matron, did I not? Okay, well, gummy bears, thank you. I have no clue who just sent that, transmitted that to me, but thank you. Okay, so you take these gummy bears and you immerse them in vodka. The recipe says for not more than 24 hours. Well, I only immersed mine for 12 hours, and I put one in my mouth to taste it before my guests arrived, and I spit it right out. I couldn't, no. The texture of that drunky bear, my mouth was no. There's no way that the texture of that vodka-soaked bear, it was, I'm sorry, it was like having a giant goober in your mouth. It was horrible. I couldn't take, the flavor wasn't even that great, but the consistency of that drunky bear, I couldn't handle it. Good luck to you. I'll put it up. You can try it, but no, that did not work for me. I've also been reading a lot on a website called the Baking Obsession blog. I am so in love with this blog. The lady who blogs at Baking Obsession, she is so creative, takes beautiful, beautiful food photos, and her recipes. The one I'm looking at right now, pumpkin maple yeast Belgian waffles. They look so delicious. And she's a whiz with fondant. If you like these themed kids' cakes with fondant, she's got some great patterns out there. Here's another one. This is from November too. Pumpkin and cheese yeast flowers. They look so yummy. I'm not feeling well, and those things still look yummy. This one here really caught my eye too. Pear honey and walnut upside down cake. Beautiful food photo. I can't even tell you. I'll put up a link. It looks so yummy. Baking Obsession blog. And since I've talked a lot about Star Wars, probably almost to everyone being nauseated with hearing it, I came across a Star Wars cake group on Flickr. And it's, I guess, for people who make Star Wars cakes, and they all upload their photos, and some of them are so creative. If you've got a Star Wars geek in your house, you should go check out this Flickr group and get ideas. So I'll post that too. And before we leave Foodie Follies, and I apologize, like I said, it's probably going to be a very short podcast, I want to mention that there's a new show on Planet Green. I haven't seen it, I don't know if I even have the channel, but it's called Suzilla, the Mouth That Roars. And I think it's a show that was created to be a competitor to the Adam Richman's Man vs. Food show on the Food Channel, because Suzilla, the girl who hosts this show, is the fourth ranked world champion of competitive eating. And it's, I think, like Adam Richman, she goes around and eats mass quantities of food at various establishments across the US. It looked really interesting in the little snippets I've seen, and there's been a lot of write-ups on the show. So I'm afraid I don't know what day it's on, but it's called Suzilla, the Mouth That Roars. And if you're into food, it looks really interesting. So that's it for Foodie Follies. And the last part, the short part, we'll get into some musings. The one thing that I really want to mention about musings is, and it's not a downer, so please don't take it as a downer, all is well, is a few months ago, probably 2.5 months ago, I had a terrible day at work. It was a Monday. I remember very clearly. Horrific. The stress, I cannot even express the stress on this particular day. I didn't think I could ever walk back into that office. It was so bad. But left work, came home, did whatever I had to do, went to bed. And when I woke up the next morning, my left leg from my hip to my knee was completely dead. Couldn't feel a thing. It was like it wasn't my leg. You could put your hand on my leg, you could poke my leg. I had a sense if you were poking deep enough that there was pressure on my leg, but I could not feel the skin. So you could scratch my skin, I couldn't feel it. It was dead. I took 2 days off to go see various doctors and spent the whole remainder of the week going to different appointments as I could get them. And nobody knew what was wrong with me. And I joked to my mother, well, I'm just getting Teflon skin so that I don't feel what these people are saying or doing to me at work. So time went on. I had to go to a neurosurgeon. I had to take blood tests. I had to do MRIs and x-rays, blah, blah. Nobody knew. They could not figure out. They found damage on my spine, but the damage that was on my spine had nothing to do with where the issue was on my leg. Okay, so we jump forward to Christmas Day. Everyone's partying, I'm having a good time, overeating. Everyone leaves at the end of the night. I sit down to watch Conan the Barbarian with my movie buddy. He was over for Christmas, my sweet friend. And I don't know if you've watched the new Conan the Barbarian movie. Jason Momoa, I believe, is the actor who plays Conan. Awesome eye candy if you want to watch it. And as I'm watching this show with my movie buddy, I'm just doing some Tai Chi stretching on the floor. I've done these before. I've done them since my leg pooped out. But maybe I was just more relaxed. I don't know. But I'm doing these stretches. Hug my movie buddy goodnight. Go off to bed. Next morning is Monday the 26th. It's a holiday. And my husband's already left the bed by the time I wake up. And what wakes me up is my leg itches. And so I just reach down, I scratch my leg, and I say, wait a minute, my leg itches. How do I know my leg is itching? Because my leg is itching, and I can feel it. So I jump out of bed. I go streaking through the house. I'm like, look at my leg. I can feel it. So this really awesome miracle happened the day after Christmas. And the reason why I bring this up is it's kind of related in a long stretch kind of a way. Is there's a class coming up in January here in Reno. It's a free class, but they do ask you to donate what you can, even a dollar. And it's called, the name of the book that we have to read to attend this class, and you have to read it prior to attending, is, I'm sorry, it starts in February, I apologize. It's called You Are What You Hate, A Spiritually Productive Approach to Enemies. So I saw this class and I thought, for free, I will do it for free. It does conflict one weekend with Stitches West, so I won't get to go to the very last day of class, but hopefully I can get someone to record it for me. But You Are What You Hate, A Spiritually Productive Approach to Enemies. So I'm going to be reading that, and hopefully I'll be able to recommend the book. It sounds good, right? I mean, anything to help us overcome adversity and bad vibes in our lives. So anyway, I'll let you know. I thought I would mention that. And then, yes, my resolution. Have you come up with your resolution yet? You don't have to tell me. It's okay. You can keep it a secret. I got to tell you, my magazine resolution, I thought I was doing really good. Just today, I packed up 6. Okay, it's a victory. 6 magazines. I drive them to the library after work. I was so pleased with myself. Popped them right through the donation window there at the checkout. And as I turned to leave, I saw the free magazine rack. And I was so excited to note that all I could see on that rack was AARP magazines and American Legion magazines. And I don't know, there was something else. None of them I was interested in. That's saying I felt compelled to get closer to the rack to look at it, just to say to myself, you can walk away. these magazines. And as I stood there, being very prideful in the fact that I was about to walk away and I had overcome my temptation, up walks the librarian. And not only does she have the 6 magazines I have just turned in, but she has about 30 other magazines. And she starts stuffing them in all of these open places on the rack. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I can't walk away from this. These might be really good. I have to at least just look, okay? I've turned in 6, for goodness sake. The house is better off even if I just bring one home. So anyway, I start looking, and I'm going to reach down, and I'm going to grab these. Because in the end, I brought home 7 magazines. No, but listen, okay, it's going to be all right, because look, here, on this magazine, they're going to teach you how to turn your own knitting needles on a lathe, okay? How could I pass that one up? I don't have any woodworking tools, I will admit that, but one day I might. So I had to get this magazine. Now, what's on this other one? Okay, here's one. How to turn, this is a magazine called Wood Turning Designs, Fall 2008. How to turn bullets into pins. I'm a sick woman. The pictures, the instructions are so beautiful. And I know where I can find a lot of empty shell casings. All right, so I had to get that one. Okay, I might turn it back in, but I had to get it. I couldn't let it pass by. Here's another one. Hold on. This one has... wait a minute. I'll find it. Here. Make crochet hooks on a lathe. All right, you see? I'm feeding my knitting and my crochet hobby. I could not pass this up. And the other ones have equally as good... ridiculous articles that I could not pass up. This one, oh, here, how to make your own wooden buttons. Okay, you know that's going to work with my reenactment. I couldn't pass that one up. It has great instructions. And then, okay, I gave in to fluff and I brought home a Better Homes and Gardens Valentine's edition from 2008. Okay, but that's it. I've only got, what, 3 days left in the year. My resolution doesn't begin until the 1st. So, yeah. I feel guilty now, but in the spirit of resolutions, I'm going to play us out with a song called Resolution by Steve Goody of The Fump, which I downloaded from musicalley.com, but I know you can also find him over at the fump.com website. Thank you so much for sticking through this episode with me today. I apologize for the, for the reckless babble. I hope everyone has an awesome and happy new year. Stay safe, and I'll be talking to you in 2012.
All right, this year I swear I'm gonna quit smoking, quit drinking, and start freaking exercising. You say you made a resolution. Well, you know, we all wanna lose some weight. You're an institution. Well, you know, we all know you'll clean your plate. When there's a box of jelly donuts, you won't be going for the alfalfa sprouts.
Don't you know it's New Year's Eve? Tonight, someone brought some Krispy Kremes.
Liver substitution. Well, you know, I'm still using mine right now. O'Doul's might be a good solution. Well, you know, you won't get drunk, but you might drown. And even your sponsor down at the local AA, he bet $50 you'll be plastered on New Year's Day.
Don't you know it's New Year's Eve? Tonight, someone brought some Irish cream.
know, I don't want to be in bad taste or speak out of turn or anything, but I would rather see terminally ill, unable to function Dick Clark doing the countdown than Carson freaking Daly. My God. I miss you, Dick Clark. You put the stroke in the stroke of midnight, buddy. You're sucking down the air pollution. Well, you know, those filters don't do crap. They'll stunt you till you're Lilliputian. Well, you know, soon you'll be breathing through a flap in your freaking neck. You ever seen Beetlejuice? Tonight you're quitting for sure and you swear you're done. Tomorrow you're wheezing and hacking and yakking up lungs. Don't you know it's New Year's Eve? Drunken sponsor said, who do you think you're kidding? All right.